Mark Malkoff is afraid of flying, or anyhow used to be. At least he's trying not to be. Comedian and writer, who once spent a week living and sleeping in an IKEA, has just finished living on an airplane for 30 days straight, setting a world record of taking 135 scheduled flights in a month. He just recently emerged and joins us in our studios in New York. Mark, thanks very much for being with us.
Scott, it feels good to be on the ground.
I think this is the summer travel season. So before we get to the personal questions about what used to be your fear of flying, did you ever lose your luggage?
No, but I only had about maybe 2 bags worth of toiletries and clothing. I slept on the plane alone at night. I'd have to wake up in the morning, and to get exercise, I'd jog in the aisles. And then I'd have to wash my hair in the airplane bathroom and use baby wipes. So all my possessions were pretty much contained for 30 days to 2 bags.
Was it fun?
It was challenging, but it was pretty incredible. If you go to Mark on AirTran, you can watch the video footage. 1/3 of all Americans have a fear of flying, and it's an irrational fear. We all know that.
But excuse me, what do you mean it's an irrational fear? You're in a tin can that's 35,000 feet in the air.
It's true.
And has no visible means of support.
It's true. Statistically, though, I know it's the safest mode, but people,
yes.
I've been getting emails all around the world. Mark, what is your advice? The best thing that happened to me is I talked to all the AirTran pilots, and they all kind of were my therapist. They all coached me through my issue of turbulence. They would all say, Mark, turbulence is like being in the ocean and going over a wave. It's like driving over gravel. And that, and forcing myself to fly 14 hours a day, every day, about a week and a half, it just started to dissipate.
So you didn't get off for 30 days?
Okay, I would go on the tarmac briefly, maybe once a day to switch planes, but that was it. Once in a while, cities like Charleston, South Carolina, the most polite place on earth, they threw me a tarmac pool party. So I was briefly able to go on the tarmac. And Flint, Michigan, the fire department took pity on me. They hosed me down on the tarmac, which was the cleanest that I was the entire month.
Did you talk to fellow travelers?
I did. Everyone was really interested in what I was doing. A lot of people had advice on how to get over their fear. A lot of people they want to be distracted. That's what I found during flights. So since I had free rein, I would get on the intercom and we would play bingo. I would call out bingo numbers. I would play Twister with passengers. I really found that people have this stigma about flying that's not, that's can be negative, but we made it fun, and passengers were thanking me. They said, I wish we could play bingo and Twister on every flight.
This must have been expensive for you.
They hosted me, thank goodness. I mean, they liked my previous work, so I didn't have to pay a dime, and I got over my fear. But, I mean, the weirdest thing was I did have a lot of time on my hands.
Segment 1.
Mark Malkoff is afraid of flying, or anyhow used to be. At least he's trying not to be. Comedian and writer, who once spent a week living and sleeping in an IKEA, has just finished living on an airplane for 30 days straight, setting a world record of taking 135 scheduled flights in a month. He just recently emerged and joins us in our studios in New York. Mark, thanks very much for being with us.
Scott, it feels good to be on the ground.
I think this is the summer travel season. So before we get to the personal questions about what used to be your fear of flying, did you ever lose your luggage?
Segment 2.
No, but I only had about maybe 2 bags worth of toiletries and clothing. I slept on the plane alone at night. I'd have to wake up in the morning, and to get exercise, I'd jog in the aisles. And then I'd have to wash my hair in the airplane bathroom and use baby wipes. So all my possessions were pretty much contained for 30 days to 2 bags.
Was it fun?
It was challenging, but it was pretty incredible. If you go to Mark on AirTran, you can watch the video footage. 1/3 of all Americans have a fear of flying, and it's an irrational fear. We all know that.
But excuse me, what do you mean it's an irrational fear? You're in a tin can that's 35,000 feet in the air.
It's true.
And has no visible means of support.
It's true. Statistically, though, I know it's the safest mode, but people,
yes.
I've been getting emails all around the world. Mark, what is your advice? The best thing that happened to me is I talked to all the AirTran pilots, and they all kind of were my therapist. They all coached me through my issue of turbulence. They would all say, Mark, turbulence is like being in the ocean and going over a wave. It's like driving over gravel.
Segment 3.
And that, and forcing myself to fly 14 hours a day, every day, about a week and a half, it just started to dissipate.
So you didn't get off for 30 days?
Okay, I would go on the tarmac briefly, maybe once a day to switch planes, but that was it. Once in a while, cities like Charleston, South Carolina, the most polite place on earth, they threw me a tarmac pool party. So I was briefly able to go on the tarmac. And Flint, Michigan, the fire department took pity on me. They hosed me down on the tarmac, which was the cleanest that I was the entire month.
Segment 4.
Did you talk to fellow travelers?
I did. Everyone was really interested in what I was doing. A lot of people had advice on how to get over their fear. A lot of people they want to be distracted. That's what I found during flight. So since I had free rain, I would get on the intercom and we would play bingo. I would call out bingo numbers. I would play Twister with passengers. I really found that people have this stigma about flying that's not, that's can be negative. But we made it fun and passengers were thanking me. They said, I wish we could play bingo and Twister on every flight.
This must have been expensive for you.
They hosted me, thank goodness. I mean, they liked my previous work, so I didn't have to pay a dime, and I got over my fear. But, I mean, the weirdest thing was I did have a lot of time on my hands.